America is not dead. America's not dead. The obituaries have been a not-so-clever ruse. America is not dead. America is a deadbeat dad. America made a dream in the backseat of a Chevy on a school night and then ignored the vessel of its own lust. America is not dead. It's not even decadently living in Bukowskian excess and depravity. America is obese and unemployed and addicted to mundane morning television shows. America is no longer among the greatest minds of its generation. America played organized sports and paid lip service to organized religion, got a gentleman's C average and thinks books are overrated. America is not dead. It's not even on life support. America kinked its back in the back seat and is trying to live off of an SSI check under an assumed name. America's not dead. America's the kind of guy who's all talk and glass jaw. America is not dead. America is trying to dodge the tax man, eating the neighbor's crops and blaming the rabbits. America is not dead. It's got spinach stuck in its teeth and an eyeliner mustache and its varicose veins don't bleed red, white, and blue. America bleeds pollution, prisoners, and porn in the shower and slaps on a pad and tries to pretend it didn't happen. America's not dead. It spits on the grave of Twain and Whitman as it drives his tractor under the influence without a license over the dilapidated bridge. America is not dead. It's not even on the run. It's whining that no one ever hangs out anymore as it sits on the couch waxing about the good old days. America is not dead. It's just oblivious and too lazy to open its mail. America is texting you at work to see if you'll stop by later with a six-pack and some smokes. America is not dead, though its taste buds are to anything that isn't drowned in corn syrup under a mountain of salt. America is not dead. America's unaware of its own actions and has no idea why it's been served. America thinks everyone is picking on him and wants to tell someone. But America dropped out. Not in the Timothy Leary way. America listened to Just Say No, then said yes to every prescription drug the commercials offered him. America is hopped up on diet pills and NyQuil, complaining about those damn drug addicts. America is not dead. America is treating the symptom and ignoring the cause for the sake of profit. America is not dead. America just can't get hard without a pill and is not sure if it wants to go on. America is not dead. It just needs to be reminded of the fact America was a bastard child of a 600-pound gorilla and a white elephant raised to believe it was a swan who could break dance. America is not dead. It just doesn't recognize its reflection anymore and is afraid. America's not dead. It just needs a purpose. It needs someone to teach it how to work, how to eat, how to fuck, how to sleep, how to take responsibility for its own actions. America is not dead. It just pretends, because life is easier that way.